Hey, what's up? I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Heezy Life, where we embrace hard things now so that we can live easy later. Today is the day. What's up, guys? This is episode 33 of Heezy Life titled How to Live Your Best Life. We know the secret to success. Wait, we do? Yes, we do. You know right now how to activate action in your life and drive success. You really do. If you didn't, I doubt you'd be listening to this podcast. The problem is not knowing what to do. The problem is actually doing it. Getting motivated is simple. Whether or not we know it, we surround ourselves with motivation everywhere in our lives. Now, they might not all be positive motivators, but they do drive us to some sort of action. For instance, when I watch the Domino's pizza commercial 8 times during a show, I'm motivated to go buy pizza. Motivation is all around us. But here's the thing I think we miss. Discomfort. Ba-da-dum. Discomfort is a dirty word, isn't it? It just makes you feel all creepy, crawly, and gross. We loathe discomfort, yet chasing discomfort is a proven step toward success. Doing the work, making the calls, starting your own business, putting yourself out there, all of these discomforts are stepping stones into ultimate success. Yet we reject them and we wish and wait and procrastinate, hoping for a better life. Mel Robbins quotes, "If you only ever did the things you don't want to do, you'd have everything you ever wanted." I agree. That is what Heezy Life is all about. Chasing the hard things now so that we can be successful later. I understand it's hard. Listen, I get it. It's painful and it's tiring and challenging and frustrating. But guys, the life you dream of isn't going to fall on your lap. It's not just going to happen. You are going to have to fight through the discomfort. Discomfort to me means self-discipline. It means getting up early, staying up late, eating my veggies, going to the gym, investing in relationships, and working hard. It means hustling. The other week, I told my mom I was a hustling queen, and she was not about it. And maybe a little while ago, I wasn't really about hustling either. And the reason is because hustling gets a bad rap. We equate hustling to overworking. We equate it to busyness. And we all know that being busy isn't the most effective or fulfilling way to live your life. But get this, we can hustle at other things too. We can hustle at humility. We can hustle at self-love and compassion. We can hustle at generosity and kindness. Positive hustling and hustling towards something that matters will help activate action in our lives. In order to live the successful life you already know how to live, you need to connect back to your why. And maybe you've heard this before, like, why are you working so hard? Why do you care? And why are you investing so much time in that whatever thing you're doing? Tony Robbins quotes, "A lack of emotion causes lack of progress and lack of motivation." Figuring out your why is so important because it connects to the heart. And when you connect something to your heart, you're more likely to create action, because even when you're tired and you want to procrastinate, if you remember why you did something, then you're more likely to continue and push through it. But I get it. I mean, it's really hard, and I struggle with this because it's so easy to lose sight in the day-to-day. It's so easy to lose focus in our to-do list and everything we have going on. This morning, I was reading Power Thoughts Devotional by Joyce Meyer, and the excerpt today was about transforming your life. I think in order to take action and be fulfilled, we need to have a renewed mind. What does that mean, renewed mind? It means that we need to change our perspective. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." This is so encouraging to me. For one, God has a great, pleasing, and perfect plan for our lives. Yay! Finally! We've been waiting for that, right? And two, that we are not alone. We don't have to try to change and fix ourselves all by ourselves. We can let the Holy Creator of the universe change us, change our perspective so that we can enjoy and embrace the fullness of life. Guys, we know what to do, but I pray that you seek encouragement and strength from a God who created you and who has such an epic plan for your life. I'm not sure who said this, but I love the quote that says, "Do only what you can so that God can do only what he can." Do the best you can so that then you can give God full control to do only what he can do. We can't do it all, but with God's help, we really can do anything. And that is so encouraging. Progress over perfection, friends. Keep your head held high, knowing that each day you are moving towards a life of fulfillment, peace, and passion. I'm so proud of you guys. Thank you for investing in yourselves. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes so you don't miss next week. I will be interviewing singer-songwriter Jennifer Chung. Her sweet soul radiates positivity and passion. You do not want to miss this. Also, make sure to follow Heezy Life for updates and inspiration. Have a great week and keep it heezy, my friends.